Roman gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Happy holidays from Kay Bova Realty. Big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find Kay at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Hi, this is Chris Dicer. Tune into my new show, Law Talk Live, Sundays at 3 p.m. We'll talk about protecting your legal rights in an uncertain world. That's Law Talk Live with Chris Dicer, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of Stormwatch 550. Here now, as part of our continuing coverage of the blizzard of 2013, let's go live to Dan Strauss on the Tam Avenue overpass. Dan, how do things look there?
Thank you, Paul. Things are looking pretty good. Traffic's moving pretty smoothly right now. But as you can see, right behind me,
yes,
I'm bending down and I'm rubbing my hand in the snow to show you how deep it is.
Oh, my goodness.
How many inches of snow would you estimate that to be, Dan?
That's about 2 inches of snow, and then I'm hitting the
pavement. How much of that 2 inches is because you kicked some snow into a pile to make it look like 2 inches, when in fact it's actually a dusting?
All of it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thanks for that live report, Dan.
You bet, Paul. Things are looking great on 270 right now.
How about it? We're joking about this, but Ian is crying because he knows he's going to be driving south later today.
Yes.
Even though all the weather reports that are available to us here in our massive Stormwatch 550 center.
What's it, Storm Cleo? Wasn't that the name of the winter storm?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Is there a name for this?
I think they're naming winter storms now.
They are?
Yeah.
Like hurricanes?
Yeah.
Fine.
Cleo.
I got to double check, but I think it was Cleo.
Don't you start with A? Isn't this like our first winter storm?
Well, wait a second. You're burying the lead here. You're trying to get away from the story here, which is that you're driving south later on today on purpose.
That's right, Paul.
Even though every report we have is that it's going to be like a foot of snow down there. Where are you going?
We are going to Branson.
Why?
This weekend. Well,
you know it's December, don't you? This is the first weekend of December.
That's right. Yes. And we've gone to Branson before in December, and there was no snow last time. But apparently this time we were not so low. It's Cleon. I'm sorry.
Cleon.
Winter Storm Cleon.
Named after 1969 New York Mets superstar Cleon Jones.
Yes.
Klingon. It was.
It's Klingon.
Oh, yeah.
Klingon.
Yeah, so apparently I checked today in Branson, received, I think they're just wrapping up with their snowfall, and I think the total was somewhere around 15 inches.
Why are you going there?
I don't know. I mean, it was
Silver Dollar City, buddy. It was Christmas at Silver Dollar City.
Are they open this time of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They do. It's a huge Christmas, and it gets
packed. The decorations are amazing.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Are
the rides open and all that?
Oh, yeah.
A few, not all of them. Of course, the water rides are not open. But,
yeah.
Some coasters are open. And,
yeah.
I don't know about this year. This time, because they've been closed for the last 2 days.
You go on the log flume and you end up getting stuck in the 15 inches of snow.
That's the snow flume.
Hi, are you gonna, hey, sir, are you going to go on this ride? Listen, here's a shovel. When you get around that next turn, would you mind just taking up some of the snow for us? Because
there are. We were just out there in November, I think right before Thanksgiving. And we had, listen to this, we had, it was cold the week before. When we got there, like 70 degrees.
Oh, man.
On both days, it was beautiful.
Just making you feel better?
It yes. was absolutely beautiful.
Because tonight's temperature in Branson will be 2.
Why? I'll repeat my question. Why are you going? It's not too late to cancel.
I don't think so.
I mean, you're it's driving. Only... it's not like you have airline reservations
right.
where you would lose
we have
money.
Hotel reservations that I'm not sure if can... They
24
might
hours,
to...
I think you have to
oh, really?
Cancel those in 24 hours.
Some of them, you can do it on like 4 o'clock.
At Christmas time, because they do have the lights. Then they do an electric parade, similar to what they do in
Disneyland.
At Disney. But it's not elaborate with, but it is. I mean, they have
the thing about Disney is it's warm there.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
It's not going to be 2 degrees tonight.
That is true. True.
Do they stay open past the holidays into the winter?
No. No, this usually is it right at the end of December or right after Christmas.
I'm surprised you didn't go down there for the big Hanukkah parade last week.
Well, yeah, we had plans that weekend.
It's a darn shame.
The 20-foot menorah, though, is pretty.
We'll all be thinking of you.
They do have stuff at Silver Dollar City for Hanukkah, and but it's mostly Christmas. But there is mm-hmm. some Hanukkah stuff around there too.
You know that later on, we're joking about you being on Tam Avenue overpass because we make fun of the reporters who have to go out and do that all day long.
Not just reporters anymore. I got home yesterday and I heard that. I believe they sent Robin Smith of Channel 4 to Farmington. Since there wasn't enough snow here, that's the newest thing. Oh. They send their people.
They send some of the anchors out, too.
Yes. And you can't stay here. You have to go where the snow is.
Right.
Channel 2 had a guy.
You're laughing, but you're going to be in one of these stories later on today.
I know.
Channel 2 had a guy this morning in Bon Terre, and that's what he was bending down in the snow, and he was rubbing his hand in the snow, showing how deep
most
it
most of you do not have snow like this, but where I am, they do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hmm. That's what they said this morning.
Good luck with that.
No, we were pretty accurate. It just missed us by 20 or 30 miles. And we had Snowmageddon. For the past couple of days, it's like, we're going to be buried.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and once they dedicate themselves to this coverage, they're going through with it no matter what.
Absolutely.
They're not going to back out of this.
Don't let the fact that there's no actual news going on keep us from actually reporting on something that isn't happening. We have the technology for the live truck to get a shot back to the studio from here. We've got a clear signal. Why would we not stay here, even though there's nothing going on?
Yes.
And I seem to recall a couple days ago, they said St. Louis is right in the middle of all of this.
Oh, yeah. We were getting that when Dallas had ice 3 days ago.
Yeah.
St. Louis is next.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Now, I know we have a giant radio signal, and there are people within the sound of my voice who are getting hit with snow.
Yeah.
Ian will be coming by to pick you up later
on. Yes, I'll say hi to you. Also.
How are you going
to
do that with no tires on your car? I heard you say yesterday that you're driving around on the donut.
We will not be driving my car. I didn't drive my car today. My wife was off work today, so I drove her car to work, and we will be taking her car.
She was off work because of the snow?
Yes.
Couldn't get in?
I called my daughter this morning. It's my daughter Alyssa's 17th birthday today.
Wow.
I know. It just blows me away when I say 17.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, essentially, I think I've known her since she was like 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have. And Frank's actually known her since she was born because I was on the air when she was being born. We were doing mornings down at down on Market Street, and mm-hmm. I kept calling doing a report. And Debbie, who was about to give birth, would say, "Get off the phone!" Like,
which, by the way...
Just like you dedicated your life for the listeners.
Absolutely.
It didn't matter what kind of backlash was going to come your way.
Absolutely. You know how I dedicate my life to the listeners? Here's what I do for you, ladies and gentlemen. I watched some of the Sound of Music live last night. I didn't want to.
Man.
I didn't want to. I don't care about Carrie Underwood singing The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
15 inches of driving doesn't sound so bad now.
Man.
Did you see any of it, either of you?
No.
No, I did not. I called my daughter this morning. I'll finish the story real quick. I called her this morning before she was off to school. I didn't I turned the TV on, but they were already past everything, and I didn't know.
Isn't that horrible when you go to the three different news stations,
yes,
and they're all past your letter?
Yes, way yeah, past your letter.
Yeah, like you have a kid in Parkway. Oh, they're up to Rockwood. Damn
yeah,
it.
And I thought, so they were in the S's, and she goes to Melville, in the Melville School District, so she goes to Oakville. But she, I called, and I thought, well, she's probably getting ready to go to school, and I called, and she goes, I'm like, uh-oh.
That's a no school voice.
Yes, it is.
It's also, by the way, the I'm too sick to go to school because I forgot to do my essay voice.
Yes.
Same voice.
Oh, happy birthday.
I was
going
to be sick just in case we had school. But.
Happy birthday. She goes, we don't have school. I'm still in bed. I'm like, oh, sorry. I'll call you later.
Uh-huh. You woke me up on my birthday, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
This Sound of Music Live last night, Carrie Underwood is a terrific singer. I mean, she deserved to win American Idol. She deserves all the accolades she gets for her country singing. You will not find a single American who says that Carrie Underwood is one of our best actresses. Mm. And you would not find anybody who would say that after last night either.
Mm.
I did not watch the whole thing. I recorded it because my wife and I were actually out last night. We went to see a screening of Saving Mr. Banks, which is the new movie about the making of into allowing them to make the movie, to licensing the rights to Disney. And Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney, and Emma Thompson plays P.L. Travers, and there's some other people in there. And I can't technically review the movie for you today because it's not opening and it's embargoed, but I went to see that last night. Then I came home, and I'm watching.
But you can review Sound of Music Live.
And so I realized at a certain point, I'm steeped in 50s and 60s musical nostalgia. Both of these things are from a half a century ago. And I thought to myself, at least one person on the show probably has never even seen The Sound of Music. Ian, have you?
No.
I have.
Well, of course, you're my age.
Yeah.
We had to see it.
Yeah.
By law, it was on TV every year.
Yeah, and I actually, and I hate to say this, but I actually enjoy it. That's The Sound of Music and The Wizard of Oz are two musicals that I like.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizard of Oz I love.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite movies.
There are some other musicals that I enjoy as well. West Side Story, Fiddler on the Roof, that kind of stuff. But this I checked today online, this Sound of Music Live last night with Carrie Underwood, biggest ratings for NBC this season, and in fact, their biggest Thursday night ratings in 4 years.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Except for football, which airs on Sunday nights, it's the biggest show NBC has had on for a really long time. Now, NBC,
even better than The Voice, because The Voice is right, they're like their number
much,
one show.
Much better than The Voice.
Wow.
So there are going to be other things like this. And, you know, people who are criticizing it, I actually recorded it because I thought, wow, this is going to be so bad, I'll be able to just diss this thing all afternoon. Well, plenty of stuff to talk about. And while Carrie Underwood's not a great actress and the other people on there were stiff and live TV stuff like this just doesn't really work that well. It always looks stiff and poorly lit, and there's a reason why.
Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Give the gift that lasts all.
Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Give the gift that lasts all.
Like that, the Gateway City.
Oh, yeah. By the way, J.J. Kelly's real name, Bruce Lipschitz.
I thought it was like I thought it was like Dan Kelly or somebody like that we knew. JJ Kelly.
Where'd you get that?
Because when that's your name, you have to change it. And then you go in and the radio station gives you a name. All right, I guess I'll be JJ Kelly with my yucking DJ voice. Everybody.
I worked with someone that we that most of us know here in the room. And I worked with her at one point at KWK. And she came in and she said, "Who is this person on the schedule?" I go, "That's you. That's your new name."
Are we talking about Chris?
Yes, Chris Kelly.
Yeah, Chris Kelly.
She was given that name?
Yes, she was given Chris Kelly.
Yeah, you'll be on this afternoon from 3 to 6. You're replacing Max Music.
It was Lois Kelly. And then she
came in. Yeah, exactly. Lois Kelly.
What's wrong with that?
Apparently CeCe Matthews did.
To the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house.
The Tigers play here.
The Tigers have won the SEC East, and they're heading to Atlanta to take on the Auburn Tigers next Saturday afternoon.
Pre-game is at 2 p.m., kickoff at 3. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about...
To the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house!
The Tigers play here.
The Tigers have won the SEC East, and they're heading to Atlanta to take on the Auburn Tigers next Saturday afternoon.
Pre-game is at 2 p.m., kickoff at 3. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about...